I'm a hard-working man. I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope, a hammer and paint. Do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting really good at barely getting by. Got everything I own by the sweat of my brow. From my four-wheel drive to my cowboy boots, I owe it all to my blue-collar roots. Feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball and chain. I'm a hard-working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land.
Came back with little Brooks and Dunn, Hard Working Man, Labor Day weekend, celebrating the men and women working across America. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. The 1st of September, here we are, dove season. Every year we always get our great friend Mike Weller on and visit with him about a little dove hunting. We're going to do that today. Last September, we did a radio show remote from the dove field. We had a great lunch out on the field and a great shoot. We shot television for Midwest Outdoors TV. And I shot a couple stand-ups with Mike, one about kids hunting and a tip on shooting. And before we get Mike on the line for this year, we're going to go back to last year's hunt over on the field where we set up the cameras of Midwest Outdoors Television and talk to Mike. First, the kids hunting. Here we go.
This morning here at the hunt, we did our KFNS 590 The Fan radio show. We did a live remote. It was a great time. We had a breakfast with 590 The Fan. Mike was our guest, and he said a couple things on the air that I'd like him to share with our TV viewership. And that's about hunting with kids. He said a lot of good things about having these kids out here. We shot it on camera with Mike for the TV show and with the radio show. He said some good things. So I'd like you to tell our viewers in this little segment why it's so important to bring these kids out for a dove shoot.
The thing I like to remind everybody, if you're a turkey hunter, you shoot one or two times a year. And if you're lucky, you get a couple of turkeys. If you're a deer hunter, maybe one or two shots a year. And that's it. Duck hunting anymore, a box of shells carries most folks through the season. This is the one place where you can bring out youth, young kids, with a bucket load of shells and let them shoot. There's no harm, no foul in shooting. You're not going to spook the deer away. You're not going to spook the turkeys away. You come out here and you shoot and shoot and shoot and let them shoot.
Mike always does a great job. Next, Mike Weller tip is on shooting. Let's do that and jump right into that and see what Mike's got to say in short, quick shooting tips. Here we go.
Ray I, hunting host, Midwest Outdoors. I have the dove guru, the dove doctor here with me, and he's going to give you a couple quick tips on how to shoot a dove. That's a big question to a lot of our viewers. How in the world do you hit those doves? Mike, you got any tips for anybody for shooting?
Well, the biggest thing is a shotgun is not meant to be aimed.
Okay.
Bring the gun to your shoulder, pull up on the bird, and pull the trigger. Let everything be natural and be sure to follow through. If you have to aim at a dove, if you see that sight, you're in trouble.
You're not going to do very well with
it. That's right. That's the biggest tip on shooting doves. And, of course, try to keep them in range. Although, hey, it's a time of the year when we expend ammo.
That's true.
So, you know, out at that particular long distance, we give them a try a lot of the times, and sometimes we get lucky. But the main thing is point and shoot. Follow through, don't aim. You aim at turkeys, you aim at deer, you point and shoot at ducks and doves.
There you go. Great tip from Mike Weller.
All right, we're going to run out and grab our guru, our dove guru, the man, the myth, the legend. Last year was his 40th year on the dove field running the dove club. So it's time.
Get a little information about doves.
On the wings of the snow white dove, he sends his pure sweet love, a sign from above.
We haven't had a report from our guy in a while over in Illinois. Let's run over and grab Mr. Mike Weller. Hey, Mike, how you doing
this morning?
Good morning,
Ray. Doing great. Things going well up here. It looks to be a pretty good dove opener, I think, Ray. You know, all populations, the Canada geese, the local Canada geese, turkeys we even see, and in our perspective here, talking about doves, had a great hatch this spring. And I think the main reason for that was, if you think back to our spring, we did not have an active, a lot of storms, you know.
Right.
And that bodes well for doves particularly, who have start to nest early, don't have much in the way of a nest in a tree. It's very fragile. And so the nesting began early. It was successful. And great populations, of course, is anecdotal evidence from what I see. But the goose hatch, for example, locally, four times what it normally is. And from what I've seen of the doves, about the same. There's just a tremendous amount of doves around right now.
Okay, what I'd like to tell, we got a lot of new listeners now, Mike, and so I'd like them to kind of understand a little bit more about who you are. You have a great dove shoot. You've been managing doves for years. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your operation and what you do with dove hunting?
We've been doing the dove thing for a lot of years. We hunt over black-hulled oil-type sunflowers, and that's the candy that doves like. And it happens to be ready at a time of the year when typically the crops in the field, corn, beans, those kinds of things, are not quite yet ready. The dove actually begins his migration about the middle of August, and we have these sunflower fields and strips with some bare dirt. They love the bare dirt to get their grit and so forth. We have them ready about the middle of August, and so with no other real good food source available, because fields aren't harvested yet, they just flock into these sunflower fields. And basically, we have a group of guys. We kind of run it like a country club that's a membership, where guys come in with a friend, and we put them at a post out in the field, a various spot for safety reasons, and we shoot those little doves. And when we get out shooting them, then we cook them up and eat them. So it's great time, and actually the beginning, the official beginning, unofficial beginning of hunting season. So it's a great time of the year.
One of the things you guys have done, and you know, I've been real fortunate to attend your shoots for quite a few years. Great time, and eating those little doves, that is a really good part of it all. But tell us about when you send your guys out in the field, how you do your hunts different than most people.
Well, we try to manage the field rather than just go out and bang it up and, you know, take it for what it's worth, and when they're gone, they're gone. So what you can actually start shooting doves at daybreak, and you can shoot till sunset. But you have to allow these birds a chance to get in and out of these fields and feed up unmolested. So we only hunt in the afternoon. We don't hunt in the mornings. Even though we could, we don't. We go out about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and usually we're done by 5. And we try to get out of the field so they have a chance to feed back in that evening. And then the next morning, they're unmolested. Try not to shoot it 2 days in a row, although we do hunt the weekends. You know, that's when most people have their time off and can bring their kids. Right. So we'll hunt Saturday, Sundays, but then we only hunt one day during the middle of the week, and that day is Wednesday. So we've got 2 days off. And what that does, Ray, is that prolongs our season maybe 8, 10, 15, sometimes 30 days. And yeah, for a lot of guys, they'll find a roost or maybe a silage field, or maybe they put in their own sunflower patch. And they go in and they'll start at daybreak and have their buddies in the afternoon. You know, they bang it all day long. And since it's at a time of the year when people got to remember, that's when the doves are migrating. So if they get too much pressure on them, they're gone. They're going to head farther. And so we try to minimize the amount of pressure, but by the same token, give our hunters the opportunity to be there at the best times of the day.
All right, that's awesome. Mike, I appreciate your time this morning, getting with us, give us a little dove information. I'd like to get back with you a little later and also get a follow-up report and let us know how that shooting's going, okay?
That sounds great. We'd be glad to talk to you.
All right, Mike. Thanks, buddy. Talk to you soon. Have a good shoot.
Bye now.
This is Mr. Mike Weller over at Chudwell, Greenfield, Illinois. They're having a great shoot, I'm sure, this weekend as well. Food, family, friends, and fellowship every year. And with that, we need to take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side.
When evils come, the body grows weak,
body grows weak.
The spirit grows numb.